workers are walking off their jobs this morning. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Hey, Kaiser, you can't hide.
We can see your greedy side.
Those are healthcare workers who just went on strike in Virginia, joining more than 75,000 others going on strike, lasting 1 to 3 days in Maryland, California, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington State and D.C.
Kaiser Permanente, one of the country's largest insurers and healthcare system operators, with 39 hospitals nationwide, saying it's committed to a fair and equitable agreement. This amid other worker organizing from strike authorizations to work stoppages within multiple industries across the country this year over benefits and pay that workers say have not kept up with inflation.
That's Fox's Jeff Manasso. Classes are canceled at Morgan State University the morning after a shooting that wounded 5 people, but not seriously. As police search for the gunman, Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott vows that they will find those people. House Republicans are trying to figure out who will be the next speaker the day after Kevin McCarthy was voted out.
We're going to find you. We won't stop.
You know, if you have to lose for something, I will always lose for the country.
McCarthy says he has no regrets compromising on a short-term funding bill to avert a government shutdown, but 8 House Republicans, including Tim Burchett, voted McCarthy out with Democrat support for approving a budget without spending cuts. Burchett says we need...
Leadership has responsibilities. The buck stops somewhere.
President Biden is reacting in a statement. Fox's Jared Halpern reads from the White House.
The American people deserve leadership that puts the issues affecting their lives front and center, and the president looks forward to working together once the House selects a speaker. Republicans intend to start that process early next week and could set up a speaker vote as early as next Wednesday.
Now, the funding Congress approved over the weekend will run out in the middle of November. America's listening to Fox News.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick, and it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself. And my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower use for adults only.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Fox News.
Americans are going to get another option if they want a COVID vaccine again.
COVID-19 shots made by Novavax are being added to the vaccination options for Americans. The Food and Drug Administration okayed the shots on Tuesday, and Novavax says they'll be available, quote, in the coming days. Pfizer and Moderna began rolling out their updated COVID vaccines last month and can be given to adults and children as young as 6 months old. The Novavax shots will be open to those 12 and up.
Now, that's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Those Novavax shots use a more traditional version of vaccine than the mRNA technology used by Pfizer and Moderna. A death in Washington State 2 years ago leads to this.
The city of Seattle will pay nearly $2 million to the family of 48-year-old William Urich. Urich died of a heart attack at his home in 2021. The family sued, saying their home was wrongly included on a list of people known to be hostile to first responders, which delayed the response of paramedics who waited for a police escort. Urich's son had to call 911 twice.
911, what's your emergency?
It's the same guy again. My dad, I can't tell if he's breathing. He's barely breathing.
Do you need medics?
Yeah.
It turns out the prior tenant at the home had been on the list, but it had not been updated. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
On Wall Street, the morning after a big sell-off, stock futures are rising. Baseball fans in Minnesota are saying, finally.
And that one is drilled deep to left field. Going back for a show. Turning. Looking. See ya.
Royce Lewis hit that home run and another, powering the Twins past the Toronto Blue Jays 3-1 on ESPN, snapping Minnesota's 18-game playoff losing streak dating back to 2004. Texas shut out Tampa Bay. Arizona beat Milwaukee. Philadelphia topped Miami in the other best-of-three series opening games. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Teutopolis is still grappling with what happened in their small town over the weekend. The village rocked Friday night when a truck carrying 4,000 gallons of anhydrous ammonia crashed and leaked. Five died due to the effects of the ammonia. Champaign County Coroner released the name of the Champaign man who was found unresponsive in a jail cell at the Champaign County Sheriff's Office Correctional Facility Sunday. 33-year-old Raymond Gwynn was pronounced dead Sunday morning at the Champaign County Correctional Facility in Urbana. Mount Zion police said their response at the town's high school Monday morning was caused by concerns that a gun was inside that building. Cardboard box displaying a gun manufacturer's logo found inside the high school. Inside the box was a gun safety lock, paperwork, and a serial number for a small caliber handgun. There were no specific threats made towards the school. Police and fire are continuing to investigate. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim Miller. It is Wednesday morning. This is October the 4th. Beautiful weather emanating across East Central Illinois.
Absolutely.
Mr. Weather Desk himself, meteorologist Greg Solier. And this is kind of what we got. And it's October, and it feels unusually warmer. But I see Sunday morning might be a little chilly. Huh?
Well, and when we go to that Illini game on Friday, it's
Friday night's going to be a little cooler, right?
A little cooler.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, probably daytime readings. It'll be in the 60s. We'll easily be down into the 50s during the course of the ball game. And there may be a sprinkle for folks tailgating into the mid to late afternoon. But after that, and nothing more than a sprinkle, we ought to be in good shape. A healthy west-northwesterly breeze. So dress and plan, you know, as you would expect for almost a mid to late October ball game over at Memorial Stadium Friday evening. And after some chilly mornings around here, and would be surprised with a little whimper of frost on someone's car top rooftop in a few spots here come Sunday morning. A nice turnaround in temperature readings. Nice warm ridge of high pressure builds up aloft. A typical El Nino setup. Wet across the west. The deep south and southeastern states will sit in between with high pressure at the surface and up aloft. And slow day-to-day warming around here should be able to push probably 70 or a little bit higher at some point late next week and probably beyond as well. So after the rains of tonight and tomorrow, we get probably 10 days to maybe 2 weeks worth of optimum outdoor work and harvest weather across our part of the Corn Belt as well. Nice, mild, almost August morning out there at 68 at Willard and Savoy, and an August-like high of 85 with a partly sunny sky, south breeze, maybe a sprinkle west of the I-55 corridor, and a stray shower around this evening there. Otherwise, we'll get into some rainfall after midnight, low down to 65 tomorrow. Cooler day at 71, more typical of early October with a southwest breeze and some both morning and afternoon shower activity. That will wind out early tomorrow night, low down to 52. As mentioned, partly sunny, maybe an afternoon sprinkle cooler in 65 later in the afternoon on Friday. 50s for the ball game. 58 on Saturday, the high. 59 on Sunday, upper 30s there. Then 60s for highs Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday with sunshine of next week. For CBJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
He is the head golf coach at Parkland. You just won your seventh straight conference championship, Corbin Stevens. Seriously?
Wow.
What?
Yeah, we somehow were able to crawl through winning it again Monday.
What the heck? Is this like Mike Small North? Is that what I'm calling you now? I mean, what are the community college in America has won seven conference? And Corbin, this is turning into quite the dynasty you've created out at Parkland.
Yeah, it's been pretty special what we've created here. It's been a lot of fun. But hopefully we can keep it going. We won four times this fall, and hopefully we can make another run this spring.
Yeah. So what's been happening? You know, obviously you're getting good golfers, but how do you do that?
Yeah, it's just trying to find the right kids who kind of fit the culture that we've created here. Bringing the kids in who have a vision and a passion and come to work every day committed, have a purpose, and are really focused and. Trying to achieve what we're all trying to achieve together.
Well, you're doing it. And it's, how do you know you got the right kid? Because you've been coaching at Parkland how long now?
This is my 11th year.
Okay, so, really?
Wow.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. Where'd the time go, man? So how do you know, you have a feeling going, I want this guy, or not sure? How does that work?
Yeah, it's, you kind of just try to check off a couple boxes. Kids who are, coachable. Kind of handle themselves the right way on and off the golf course is really important. And I'll be honest, the as much success as we have, the program's kind of recruiting itself.
Yeah, right.
which is making it nice. You know, work hard for a couple of years and get to where it's at now, and then you know, it's kind of recruiting itself, which definitely helps. So kids are always reaching out now, which is nice. So, you know, trying to find the right kids who check off the boxes, what we're looking for, is kind of that main thing.
And they want Corbin Stevens and the Tamman's Joint phone line. They want to move on to, you know, a Power 5 conference if possible. Do your two-year players move on to four-year colleges, and how often?
Yeah, I would say probably 95% of our guys move on to four-year school.
Say what?
So that's kind of our goal, is to get them in for a year or two, and kind of move them on to help them finish their careers.
So you have people in Division I that are looking at Parkland all the time for, like, the feeding ground here, right?
Yeah, that's kind of the nice thing that we've created. You know, coaches are always reaching out, you know, one of our guys, are asking about our guys, and it's difficult that I only get it for 2 years. I wish I got them for 4 years.
Yeah, right.
But it's just kind of what it is. So, you know, coming in for a year or two, kind of helping develop them a little more and kind of tuning up their skills, and, you know, help them move on to where they want to go.
Well, I'm telling you, it's happening again at Parkland. I think you need more attention. I really think you deserve it. It's a phenomenal deal. If you look around the country, there might be a couple in your division, kind of your league, that have success, Corbin, but I don't know. It's not very many. If there's anybody doing what you're doing, it's not very many.
Yeah, it's what we've created here is, like I said earlier, it's a pretty special place. The last 6 years, we haven't finished outside the top five, which is, you know, kind of unheard of for a Midwest school that, you know, deals with a winter and cold. So, you know, the guys know when they come in, that's what they're getting themselves into. So, you know, there's nothing we can do about the cold, the time off, and the winter. But, you know, we just got to be ready to go, and, you know, once the spring picks up again. And but, yeah, it's a pretty special place, that's for sure.
Well, when they get to our campus, I think Parkland's the best community college in the world. I mean, it's such a nice-looking place, mm-hmm. and it's affordable, and you can go there and get 2 years knocked out, save yourself about $100,000.
Right.
I mean, it's a great place. I love Parkland, and you've made their golf program elite. I mean, it is unbelievable, Corbin, what you've done. Congratulations. Can people, how do they track what you're doing? What do they do to follow Parkland Men's Golf?
Yeah, so we're on Instagram, Parkland Golf on Instagram, or you can check out our website, parkland.edu/athletics, and then we have a golf page in there. But, yeah, we definitely appreciate all the support. You know, being a junior college, we don't kind of get the recognition as, you know, the U of I gets down the road, which I get. You know, they're a Big Ten school university, but there's a lot of great things going on at Parkland, which I think some people need to take a look at.
No question. Congratulations, Corbin. Keep
Go
it up.
Go Cobras.
Richie.
Thank you. Appreciate the support.
You bet. ESPN 93.5. All right, so I played this last hour. I want to play it again. Offensive coordinator Barry Lunny.
Yeah.
University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign. What do we need to do, Barry?
We got to get better. We got to get better at running. We got to get better at protecting. We got to get better at scoring. And that all starts with me. And so there's a lot of things to fix. We're working hard to do that. We had a good day today, so I'm excited about the opportunity on Friday night here in front of our people to hopefully piece together our best game of the year. It'll be a great challenge. A tough scheme to go against. Tough sledding interiorly, tough guys, big and strong.
I think you're going to see some adjustments on what we're doing on offense. I don't think you're going to see Luke Altmaier drop back in the pocket like always and sit there and then get 2.5 seconds and then start running around. I think you're going to do quicker things. They're going to try and run more and see if they can ball control a little bit. I just think they'll be a little bit different than the sit, go back, drop back, sit there, because we're not able to protect for a proper amount of time at this point anyway. So we'll see. And then again, Luke Altmaier on every Monday at 4:05 with Lon and Derek said, listen, I got to get better at the way I move around the pocket and sensing where to exact drift over here or move this direction, this step. He's learning too. So here's hoping. And by the way, didn't you tell me Monday we were favored by 7.5?
Yeah. What's it looking like now?
Like 3.
Uh-oh.
That's a unbelievable earth-shaking change. Everybody bets on Nebraska if it goes that far down.
I see.
Everybody, 9 out of 10 are betting Nebraska.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
Where's this lead us?
We're going to win.
Okay.
I mean, by Friday, we'll be national champions, right. So stay tuned. So
7 p.m., yeah. We'll see how this goes. And I know Floyd Fisher, Villa Grove came out a winner. People have been texting in, so good. That's a good trend, too.
Yeah. That we want you to go to the game. We have tickets. Game. Yep, mm-hmm. Yep.
At 359-2255, Illinois volleyball in action in West Lafayette at 5 against number 19, Purdue. Also trending in college football is quarterback Cade McNamara. That knee injury is a torn ACL that he had on Saturday in the Hawkeyes' win over Michigan State 26-16. So looks like he might be out the rest of the season. But Aaron Rodgers is rehabbing, has gone from the boot to the shoe.
Come
in
on, man.
13 days.
You can't do that. Achilles is a year.
So
come on.
He's saying, you know, I think I'm going to be back. But who knows?
I mean, you know what? I mean, and if I were in sports radio, I would say, like, I'm kind of in sports radio, but Lon and Derek are more in sports. I would say thank you, because now we can talk about you for 6 months.
That's right.
And then we'll go.
The glimmer of hope.
We'll dovetail. I think they should have an Aaron Rodgers channel, mm-hmm. where you do nothing but what's he doing today? What do you have for breakfast?
Right.
What's he doing for lunch? Well, who's he meeting? And then when is the dark room again? I'm telling you that just the whole ESPN was, well, Aaron Rodgers.
It's true.
Man,
it's true.
The guy's unbelievable.
Tomorrow, the Chicago Bears are in Washington to face the Commanders. On Sunday, you have the Titans with Jonathan Taylor back against the Indianapolis Colts. And we'll have your Saints against the Patriots. I know we're also mentioning basketball in here because Friday, October 20th at 8, we have an exhibition game against Ottawa. I know Brad Underwood had a media day on Friday where he was talking about the 8 returning players seven newbies.
14 mm-hmm. total on the 15 on the team.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, you said 8 returning.
That's right.
A lot in this day.
That's right.
Now, just a heads up. I'm going to go turn on the TV and watch.
Mm-hmm.
There's 6 games that you're going to have to subscribe to.
I see.
Big Ten Plus on the Valpo game and early games.
Right.
Big Ten Plus is subscription. And then that pesky Peacock, which had the Illini football game.
Yes.
You're going to have 3 big games on Peacock in the Big Ten.
I see.
So you won't see them, which, you know, you're probably going to want to. We have Peacock. What is it, $5.99 a month?
I don't know. Heard Lon talking about it during the drive, lamenting about the Peacock. And
well, I mean, it's if you don't want, you're going to want to watch particularly, I think one is Michigan or Michigan State. I mean, you're going to want to see this.
Right.
So if you don't go, it's on the road, you're going to need probably to at least think about, if you can get by, I'd love to see the Valpo game because Roger Powell is the head coach there.
So I just had jotted down EIU on Monday, this November 6th.
That's Big Ten Plus, I
okay,
think.
Gotcha. Friday the 10th is Oakland at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Tuesday the 14th will be Marquette at 7 o'clock. Now, the game I hadn't mentioned yet was that Sunday, October 29th, add-on at 5 o'clock against Kansas. And, of course, that's the big...
Big Ten Network has that.
Okay, and they're raising money for Maui.
Right.
And all of that.
Yep.
So, and there's special shirts, by the way, at Game Day Spirit, in case you want to really get involved in that exhibition game. And it's not regular season. Right?
Well, News Gazette has it with Scott Ritchie this morning. BTN Plus is gonna, you're gonna need that for Eastern, Oakland, and Valpo.
Okay, gotcha.
And then the Peacock, Illinois at Ohio State, Michigan at Illinois, and Purdue at Illinois. Those are probably games you're gonna try and go to. But if you can't get tickets, and you might not be able to for Purdue and Michigan. You're out unless you go get Peacock. So just heads up.
Okay.
All right.
And, of course, the wild card continues. Texas, Miami, and Arizona, and Philadelphia, all winners yesterday.
Jordan Montgomery, terrific game for Texas, former Cardinal.
Okay.
He's a free agent after this year. Maybe Mo will sign him.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Panhandle Saturday. One more summer-like day's worth of weather than a downward trend on temperatures. More or less a mid to late autumn feel, particularly come Saturday and Sunday morning. Recovery expected next week with dry weather expected and a warming trend as well. Up to 85 summer-like degrees for the day today with a partly sunny sky, south wind, maybe a sprinkle coming along, especially west of Champaign County. Could be a stray shower this evening, then showers and thunderstorms well after midnight tonight. Mild, south wind at 65. Cooler days worth of weather tomorrow. Some showers in the morning, maybe in the afternoon. Early day thunderstorm and a high up to about 71. Cooler tomorrow night with a shower early on. A low down to 52 and a breezy cooler day on Friday. Partly sunny, couple of afternoon sprinkles at 65. Windy, much cooler for the day on Saturday. Sunshine on Sunday. Upper 50s for daytime readings will be in the mid to upper 30s. Maybe a frost patch come Sunday morning. into the 60s early next week, 70s later next week, overnight lows in the 40s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Job growth by private employers was much weaker than expected in September. Payroll processing company ADP is reporting 89,000 new private sector jobs created last month. Economists were predicting nearly twice that number. Wage increases appear to be moderating. September pay was up 5.9% from a year ago. The monthly employment report is released on Friday. Higher interest rates continue to weigh on the markets, though futures have been trading mostly higher following yesterday's sell-off. Shares of egg producer Cal-Maine are down nearly 12%. Egg prices have moderated, but that has cut into the company's bottom line as it pays more for its staff and to protect its birds from infection. The company says it is recovering from the avian influenza outbreak, improving supply. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
The Fearless and Proud podcast series looks at acts of bravery and strength by women. And in this first season, we look at women who played important roles in the Civil War as soldiers, spies, and battlefield nurses. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts via Apple Podcasts, and Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience, several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at ipgins.com. Kyle at ipgins.com. INS.com.
Well, before you walk down the aisle, make sure the bride and the groom, you or him and her, just talk money. Make sure you have that discussion about everything. Like what? Well, like you doing a joint account? How's your credit rating? Well, how's your credit? And get it out there. Be very honest about things that you're spontaneous. You tend to want things and you do it and then you pay it back. Talk about that. Busey can sit down with you if you'd like. Busey's been doing this for a very long time. They've got so many experienced people. And no matter what your stage in life, whether you're starting out, maybe you're celebrating a milestone anniversary, you still need some guidance, Busey can provide an array of solutions tailored to your specific needs. You can keep and manage all your accounts in one place. Five lines of business. It's personal, mortgage, business, cash management, and wealth management. You can go to Busey.com or you can stop by one of their many convenient locations today. They're happy to sit with you and help you, guide you. And if you're just starting out, why wouldn't you want to talk about all this? It's important. Busey, member FDIC. Diane Sells in the great town of Camargo. How are you, Diane?
Hi, good morning.
Lakeside view, you said, when you come
up? Yeah, well, it's a small lake, but it's still a lovely view, and we have a lot of trees. It's very calming, and I'm looking for calm today.
That's good. What the ducks in a row.
What is NAMI, and what do you have going on this Saturday?
NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and this Saturday, we have an event that is honoring the life of Sue Keller, one of our longtime volunteers who died very young just a few years ago. We are also celebrating our 40th anniversary of providing free services to East Central Illinois. And those two are very important causes in our lives.
Haven't you gotten ridiculously busy or busier since COVID?
Well, yes, indeed. And we are also getting a little more high profile in the community so people can find us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been especially hard on our young people, those that were in high school, in college during the pandemic. I find that to be very true because I'm the sponsor of a college club at the University of Illinois, a NAMI on campus.
Well, I just think it's an epidemic. I think we're not admitting to how much mental illness we have right now, and we need resources like yours. We need people to be able to feel comfortable knowing that, you know, this. If you had a massive bruise on your arm, everybody'd see it. But they don't see this, and it's critical to get it out there and say, guys, it's okay. We all need people to talk to from time to time.
Well, that's very true, and one of the things we say in the campus club is it's okay to be not okay. And we find with the younger people that they are experiencing ability to really share more, to be more open with one another, and I believe in the end that saves lives.
The strides
and to know.
Strides Against Stigma is kind of the theme for the walk coming up at Hessel Park between 4 and 6 on Saturday. Let's talk about that stigma.
Everyone who experiences mental health condition, and I'm not talking just about those that live with it, but all their family members, they feel that they cannot speak about it. It's not like cancer, where if you get cancer, they set up food chains for you. They bring casseroles to your house. You know, they throw benefit galas for you. But if you have a mental illness in your family, or you yourself have a mental illness, you feel that you're all alone. So one of the things that NAMI does to reduce stigma is to have events and to stress the fact that we are never alone, that you can find support, that other people in the community have experienced everything that you've experienced and they understand. And that's one of the services that we provide, are family support groups, peer support groups. And this event on Saturday is just to draw more attention and also to raise some funds so that we can continue offering their free services.
My daughter Grace was in the 2019 Miss America pageant, and her platform was mental health for teens. And when she went to high schools in the area, you know, the guys would listen. The girls would line up afterwards. They'd all line up wanting to talk to her. She'd sit at night answering texts and Instagrams. There's just a need for somebody to hear them. And you guys are really getting some attention with this, which is important. And I just hope and pray that people reach out when they need you.
Well, you know, they'll have an opportunity to get relationships developed. We have a lot of our executive board members will be there.
Yeah.
We have our social worker who answers our warm line who will be there. And I already know people who are coming that I hope to hook up with the proper help, because we know how to access resources that we don't provide ourselves.
Keep
so
up.
This is a walk that's free and open to the public.
Well,
this
we want to join you Saturday. This Saturday, I can't believe it's October 7th Saturday.
Yeah,
four,
well,
four
the
to six.
Will tell you.
Yeah, well, there you go. It's going to get cooler. Weather. It's at Hessel.
Uh-huh.
4 to 6.
Yeah.
If you want to know more about NAMI, what's the website again, Diane?
NAMICHAMPAGNE.org.
Keep
and
up
actually,
good work
I just
there.
Hopped on there, and it's great that you have communication skills, problem-solving techniques, coping mechanisms, self-care skills, things that families need to know, and you can even sign up for various support groups. What a great website at NAMICHAMPAGNE.org. Thanks for that, Diane.
Diane, thanks for being on. Keep up your good work.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, everybody.
You as well. And Grace has a book coming out called It's Okay, Finding Peace in Unexpected Places. We expect it to be released early January. And that's going to be one where, you know, people are always kind of spinning.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this will help. We'll be back. News coming up.
Tabman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
Football fans, plan to party at Pia's before, after, and during games as you get on the watch parties with great prizes and giveaways during the fourth quarter on special game days. Get five bottles in the Coors Light bucket for $16.75 or enjoy the $8.95 pitcher special on Illini game days. It's $5 for Blue Moon drafts and Jack Daniels drinks. Murder your thirst with Liquid Death water and CBD products. Pia's is the place to party. 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
News. I'm Chris Foster. It's the largest healthcare worker strike in American history. 75,000 Kaiser Permanente employees picketing for 1 to 3 days.
The strike will impact hospitals across California, Colorado, Washington, Oregon, Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. The healthcare workers unions are calling for increased staffing levels, as well as a 24.5% raise for members over the course of the 4-year contract, as well as increased medical benefits.
That's Fox's Ted Linder.
It's a bad day for Republicans, it's a bad day for our conference, and it's a bad day for our country.
North Dakota House Republican Kelly Armstrong on yesterday's vote to remove House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Tennessee Republican Tim Burchett, one of 8 Republicans with every Democrat, voting McCarthy out.
This speaker was woefully, woefully lacking in leadership skills. He always placed the blame somewhere else. America's going to be better off with new leadership.
They're on Fox and Friends. America's listening to Fox News.
At local news, Teutopolis still grappling with what happened in their small town over the weekend. The village rocked Friday night when a truck carrying 4,000 gallons of anhydrous ammonia crashed and leaked. 5 died due to the effects of the ammonia. Champaign County Coroner released the name of the Champaign man who was found unresponsive in a jail cell at the Champaign County Sheriff's Office Correctional Facility Sunday. 33-year-old Raymond Gwynn was pronounced dead Sunday morning at the Champaign County Correctional Facility in Urbana. Mount Zion Police said the response at the town's high school Monday morning was caused by concerns that a gun was inside that building. Cardboard box displaying a gun manufacturer's logo found inside the high school. Inside the box was a gun safety lock, paperwork, and a serial number for a small caliber handgun. There were no specific threats made towards the school. Police and fire are continuing to investigate. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Ann vicinity and another day's worth of summer-like warmth. This will come to an end with a cold front on the move. Matter of fact, a pair of them on the move over the next couple of days with a downward trend on temperatures back to perhaps late October, early November levels. Over the course of the weekend, much of next week is milder to warmer and drier. Nice recovery on temperatures back into the 60s, then the 70s. Up to 85 today with a partly sunny sky, southwest. Maybe a sprinkle comes along, especially western Champaign County this morning. Could be a stray shower early on tonight, then showers and thunderstorms well after midnight tonight, mild down to 65. South wind for the day tomorrow. A cooler day's worth of weather. Some showers in the morning, both in the afternoon. Maybe an early day thunderstorm, high at about 71 degrees. A couple of showers earlier tomorrow night, down to 52. Breezy and cooler with a partly sunny Friday. A couple of sprinkles up to 65, upper 50s Saturday and Sunday into the 60s, Monday to Wednesday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
The world's largest sports book, ready at your fingertips. The Circus Sports Illinois app is ready for action. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. CircusSports.com. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
Welcome to Sarah Champaign, where your dream car awaits. With an exquisite selection of top-tier vehicles, impeccable service, and unbeatable prices, they are your ultimate destination for automotive excellence. Experience luxury, performance, and style like never before. Visit today and drive home in the vehicle you've always desired. Sarah Champaign, Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. Your journey towards automotive perfection starts here. Visit them at Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Like every bank, there's a time every day when we stop making loans. But at Iroquois Federal, we never stop making a difference. Thanks to an amazing team of employees who give back to their local communities all over Central Illinois. From hospital boards and local school programs to Kiwanis and the United Way, Iroquois Federal employees donated more than 1,000 volunteer hours last year. And we'll do it again next year, because the only thing we like more than making a loan is making a difference. Iroquois Federal. Still friendly, still local, still here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Yes, sir. It is one day, Wednesday, ESPN 93.5. The boys will be on this afternoon. I can't believe the Cubs and Cardinals are done, because we just enjoyed the season, particularly the Cubs. Didn't enjoy the Cardinal season, and we're going to have Cardinal Caravan information in the next month and a half.
Okay.
As far as the date, it's probably going to be the same. It's Martin Luther King Jr. And people generally, I don't know,
right.
We're all a little sour on the Cardinals. It's just been such an amazing run in the new millennium. And it hasn't been very good for the St. Louis Cardinals. So they got to go get pitching. And I think I told you off the air, Jordan Montgomery pitched for Texas last night. That was our guy. But he's a free agent, former Yankee, Cardinal, really good lefty. But Scott Boras, the super agent, is his guy, which means it comes at a probably 20-30% premium if you're going to hire a guy that Scott Boras represents. Mm. Our friend from Muhammad was supposed to get $1.9 million for being a 44th pick in the Major League Baseball
draft.
That's right. He ended up getting $2.8
million. Whoa.
So you're with the Boras people. You mean they only take really, really good people.
Uh-huh.
So you get a little more. So Jordan Montgomery would be a guy I would totally target, because he probably likes St. Louis. And we need a guy that can shut it down like he did for Texas last night. So he was very, very good. And Cardinals have got to invest in pitching. I think their offense will be fine. But anyway, rough year for the Cardinals.
Blake Walters was that.
Blake's, by all accounts,
bulldog that
great,
did so well.
Great guy. And
the Royals ended up taking him, I think.
Yep. So he'll go through the this is not NBA. This is not NFL. The boys have to go through the process. And that is minor league baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still hard to get guys out in Class A. I mean, they're good.
Yeah.
These are all very good players, very hungry, from all over the world. And they come to play minor league baseball. So it's not easy, but Cardinals need help, and hopefully they'll pursue that. And again, every day toward Friday, I'm more optimistic about Illinois.
Yes.
I understand. I get it. People say we're not very good, and that might be correct. I just think we're better than what we've shown. I think the coaches feel that. There's been major adjustment, major changes. We have a quarterback that's never started. I mean, so we're going through the things, but if you were able to pop up and beat Nebraska, and I think it'll be a very good game. I mean, I don't know who's going to win. I think we have a chance at home to beat them. And then you got a real challenge at Maryland, who just plays football with roller skates. I mean,
yeah.
It's just so fast.
Yeah.
It's going to be tricky to beat Maryland. Then it's Wisconsin. They're going to be hard at home. Remember what we did to them last year? It was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
We go up there and beat them 34-10.
Yeah. And that's where Coach Brett Bielema came from, yeah. The most recent
experience. He was head coach there, won three Rose Bowl games.
Right.
Three, unbelievable that you go to the Rose Bowl three times and win them all.
That's right.
So anyway, I'm
and then it'll be the homecoming game on the 21st.
Homecoming, but we really got to beat Nebraska to get a little mo going. Because even if you lose to Maryland, which is expected, come home, you feel maybe we can really play a good game and beat Wisconsin, which is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we'll see. But every day that passes, I get that's the way I'm wired. It's if my team can't lose, we're the best.
We haven't announced the time on the October 21st game.
Homecoming.
I know it's going to be Friday the 20th. We'll be at Pius, especially with the live show 3 to 5, and people still have time to get to that evening parade.
That's at 5, isn't it? 5 or 6?
I think so.
Early.
need to look into that.
I think it's
too.
Certainly time with 3 to 5 with the drive, you can totally do it.
Mm-hmm.
You can do both. But I think that's always fun. They throw candy.
Yeah.
It's always what everybody says. They throw candy. Like we need more candy.
I know.
What do we have?
The homecoming parades that I've been experiencing, and the high school of St. Thomas More's is coming up this weekend. So, but Unity's was just a blast, and there's just so much candy.
Because we need more candy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. It's ESPN 93.5. We talked about Kevin McCarthy being ousted as Speaker of the House. Now, as far as secession in the United States, it's president. Something happens, vice president. And then it's Speaker of the House. But president of the Senate pro tem is the next. Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, would actually be fourth now instead of fifth. So until they fill the role, they've got a guy that can gavel stuff in. But he can't be president. It just, you know, thankfully that never gets down there, but that's how it works. So if you are Speaker of the House, you're third in line to the White House, third. So it's a big role that somebody's, I think Steve Scalise is kind of the name. John Decker's on tomorrow, Great Television's White House correspondent, always on Thursdays. He said Steve Scalise before Kevin McCarthy had to go through the 15 votes to win. He always said it's going to be Steve Scalise, and he might be right now. Because that's the Johnny knows him pretty well, actually. He's from Louisiana, and he was the guy that got shot on the baseball field.
Yes.
He was out there. Rodney Davis was out there.
That's right.
And Steve Scalise said just the power of the bullet and what the guy was shooting with his rifle, I mean, it almost killed him. Got him in the leg and moved up this way and that way and bleeding and everything else and came into the house, you know, limping on crutches, and they gave him a standing ovation. But by all accounts, he's really good. He's a good one. Elise Stefanik has been mentioned, but she's pretty young. Kind of just got there not long ago. So we'll see what happens, but it's not a good look for the Republicans at all to be in fighting like this, like we don't have other things to focus on, like crime and the border and inflation and gas and all this stuff going on that just frustrating, and we're frustrated. We're all out of here, and nobody's super happy about anything. And our representation needs term limits! We need to cycle in, cycle out, man.
Absolutely.
Be a healthier body if we could do that. All right, sports coming up.
Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can't afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
Football fans, plan to party at Pia's before, after, and during games as you get on the watch parties with great prizes and giveaways during the fourth quarter on special game days. Get 5 bottles in the Coors Light bucket for $16.75 or enjoy the $8.95 pitcher special on Illini game days. It's $5 for Blue Moon drafts and Jack Daniels drinks. Murder your thirst with liquid death water and CBD products. Pia's is the place to party, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Did you know the Anita Purvis Nature Center is a home for live animals? Stop by the Nature Center. View the turtles, owls, snakes, and salamanders. These were orphaned or injured animals who wouldn't be able to survive in the wild. But they help educate the public at the Nature Center. Sponsor an educational animal for as little as $15 a month. And make sure that animal has good food, housing, and medical care. For details, visit urbanaparks.org.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design. And right now, we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
You can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper.
Can't touch this.
Please go to our website at AftershockDD.com. Click on the jobs tab and send in your resume. We want you. Aftershock.com. kurtlehmandd.com.
I tell you what, I could work for Kurt Lehman just to get him to laugh. That guy, that infectious laugh that man has from Aftershock. Good man. Just had a baby, he and his wife. His wife had the baby. Anyway, third child? Little boy, I think. Anyway, Kirk, I love it. That's an infectious laugh. That makes you laugh to hear that laugh. All right, ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey.
Our Illini in action at 7 o'clock against Nebraska on Friday night.
Aaron Henry, defensive coordinator, says we got to wrap people up when we tackle.
Right. I think the last time we missed 18 tackles was 2 years ago. That's a lot of tackles, right? I keep saying this. Anytime you get in double-digit missed tackles, right, you ain't winning no games, right? We missed quite a bit of tackles. Obviously, that's been a point of emphasis for us defensively year-round, right? And so, like, why did you miss that tackle? What position were you in? Was there enough guys running to the football? So just making sure we're constantly cleaning those little things up, right? Because they're playing hard. They're playing hard, but some of those playing hards results you in a penalty, right? Got to clean up some technique things just from the ball being thrown down the field, right? Guys trying to make sure guys look back to make sure they're playing the football.
Yeah, well, find the football. If you find the football, they generally don't call a penalty on you if you're looking for the football. If you're not looking for the football, it makes me nervous because everybody's bumping. I mean, I think they can call a holding on every play in football if they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Just how bad was the holding? Well, he grabbed him. You can see the shirt. Okay. I mean, it's just there's so much subjectivity
to
that.
You're right. You're right.
And so it's and you say wrap them up. I mean, that sounds easy. These are 240-pound running backs sometimes, and they're real strong. And wrapping them up, sometimes they kick out of it because they're really strong. So it's not like, but when you grab them, you're strong too, so you got to hold on. But missing a tackle at that level is more understandable when these physical specimens are running around.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy good.
Iowa's quarterback Cade McNamara, torn ACL. So,
oh, I saw that.
At this point, he'll be out for the season. The Hawkeyes did win over Michigan State 26-16.
Well, I saw the play, and it always is like, nothing really happens. He just cuts on the grass, and then they fall down, and you're going, uh-oh.
Right. And that's how it was with Aaron Rodgers. He's been rehabbing and went from a boot to a shoe in 13 days, as he's talking about it on that radio show.
We Pat McAfee is his buddy. He's always on Pat McAfee's show.
Exactly.
So if the Jet fans, poor Jet fans, you're getting them fired up for no reason. I don't think you come back from Achilles for a year, and certainly not when you're 40. It just takes time, Aaron. Help me out here. The fact that you're not on the headlines every single day.
Right.
Let me talk about LeBron or somebody else that only gets like 1,000 mentions a day.
The Bears in action in Washington against the Commanders tomorrow. It's always fun to watch, and there's great specials and prizes when you go to Pia's at 1609 West Springfield Avenue and check out the Bears in action. We'll have wild card action starting at 2, the same format as yesterday. It's the best of 3. Texas beat Tampa Bay 4-0 as the first game out of the gate. That'll be at 2 today. Miami beat Toronto 3-1. We had Arizona over Milwaukee 6-3, and Philadelphia over the Miami Marlins 4-1.
Well, we were in that spot. It's when you're like a better wild card than the other guy, you get 3 games at home. So they got to beat you 2 out of 3 at home. And remember last year, the Cardinals were in it hosting the Phillies, who eventually went to the World Series but lost. And Ryan Helsley came in. We're up 2. And I left the building here, and I said, okay, I'll have John Rooney take me home. And lo and behold, they scored and beat us.
Dang it.
And then they beat us the next day. We didn't even get to Sunday.
Ugh.
It was really bad. And so the Cardinals haven't been very good since.
But I like this wild card format.
No, it's definitely more exciting when your team still has a chance on the last day because they've watered it down so much. There's so many teams that can make it now. So when you don't make it, it's like, why didn't you make the playoffs kind of thing? So a lot of opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it'll go on for a while. We'll get into the World Series probably late October, early November.
Sounds good. Illinois volleyball, number 19, Purdue in West Lafayette at 5 o'clock tonight.
All righty. We'll check some weather with Greg Solier and wrap her up coming up.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Panhandle, Saturday, one more summer-like day's worth of weather than a downward trend on temperatures, more or less a mid to late autumn feel, particularly come Saturday and Sunday morning. Recovery expected next week with dry weather expected and a warming trend as well. Up to 85 summery-like degrees for the day-to-day with a partly sunny sky, south wind, maybe a sprinkle coming along, especially west of Champaign County. Could be a stray shower this evening, then showers and thunderstorms well after midnight tonight, mild, south wind at 65. Cooler days worth of weather tomorrow. Some showers in the morning, maybe in the afternoon. Early day thunderstorm and a high up to about 71. Cooler tomorrow night with a shower early on. A low down to 52 and a breezy cooler day on Friday. Partly sunny, couple of afternoon sprinkles at 65. Windy much cooler for the day on Saturday. Sunshine on Sunday. Upper 50s for daytime readings will be in the mid to upper 30s. Maybe a frost patch come Sunday morning. Into the 60s early next week. 70s later next week. Overnight lows in the 40s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS. 435-120.
Taco day.
Yes, it is.
See, I get confused. When I say taco, I think hard shell. When I say burrito, I think soft shell.
Uh-huh.
But a taco can be soft shell.
Oh, yeah.
But see, it's just something I get in my head.
I usually get soft shell if I'm doing a drive-thru on it.
I'm not into the crunch on that. But no, you can get some pretty good tacos around here.
And it was talking about the heritage and Hispanic cooking and things like that on the what I was reading on the National Taco Day. We had mentioned at the beginning of the show the fire at Memorial Stadium, but it does look like it's not going to cause any problems for Friday's game.
Woo!
But
can you imagine? I mean, something happened there. How would we do that?
I know.
Woo!
And they said the pools and pillars of smoke that were coming out of the south end of Memorial Stadium at 1402 South First Street, they had actually upgraded the incident to a second alarm working fire. But you had mentioned it might have been some equipment or something that they store in that area.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that they got it under control. There was a firefighter on scene that was transported to an area hospital with minor injuries on that.
Maybe smoke or something.
And the scene is conducting their investigation with the local fire departments involved
on that. Take for granted, you know, you send these firefighters out, see the trucks going all the time. The guys are, but they're smoking fire.
Yeah.
I mean, this is dangerous.
They're inhaling smoke.
Well, there's heat. This can be a lot of heat with fire.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they go right into it.
Right.
We run.
And, you know, the same with the ammonia incident in Tutopolis.
Yeah. Oh,
that,
so sad.
Right.
Man, killed some people.
I know.
Mm.
And even the driver of the truck that ended up, you know, in that accident that happened on Friday
evening.
It was
a truck full of anhydrous and ammonia. That's poisonous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the truck driver did what?
I think it ended up jackknifing or something.
Well, did he live?
He did not.
Oh, my.
So, first responders, thank you so much. And something like that, where there's an evacuation of the town and all this other stuff, you've got to be on your game and know what to do right away.
If you know it's anhydrous, you get a report that it is, and you're going into that?
I know.
I mean, dang, these guys are
brave. I think they said 5,000 gallons ended up leaking out.
Oh, it's terrible. Right. Well, men and women that do all that stuff, we appreciate you. All right, we'll return tomorrow. It's John Decker. That's tomorrow. We'll get the very latest on what he thinks, who will be the next Speaker of the House of the Republicans. That will be tomorrow. But the boys this afternoon, 3 to 5, baseball playoffs, the Illini game coming up Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Again, by Friday, Stevie J will have the Illini winning the national
championship. How about the Bears in Washington tomorrow?
Tomorrow night. Let's see if the Bears, do they want to win?
I don't know.
Draft picks, you know.
Zero.
Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
I'm Stevie J. Have a great Wednesday.
Illini fans, for a limited time at Jets Pizza, new popcorn chicken pizzas. Their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. It's new and a limited time offer, so don't miss out. Try any of the four for just $17.99. Code BBQ. Their popcorn chicken pizzas are perfect to order while watching football with friends and family. Try their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. Just $17.99. Code BBQ. Jets, better because it has to be.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is right here in Champaign-Urbana to help you select the right protection at the right price. Kurt will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. Just call him when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
With the leaves and temperatures beginning to fall, it's time to make sure those furnaces are in great running order. Get that furnace tuned up so it doesn't let you down on the cold nights. Dogtown is the People's Choice number one HVAC company again in 2023. Ask about the current 0% financing offer on all Lennox high comfort systems and single component units for qualifying applicants. The number's 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years' experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County has been bringing people together to build homes, communities, and hope since 1991. To date, Habitat of Champaign has built 118 homes, but the need for safe, decent, and affordable housing is greater than ever. When you donate your time or money to Habitat or make a purchase from the Habitat Restore, you are empowering local families and helping them achieve the strength, stability, and self-reliance they need to build a bright future for themselves. For more information about Habitat for Humanity of Champaign, please visit CUHabitat.org.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. There's no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help you improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome to Sarah Champaign, home of their award-winning Honda dealership, a double recipient of the prestigious Honda President's Award. With a legacy of excellence, they offer you the finest selection of Honda vehicles backed by unparalleled customer service. As a two-time winner, they're committed to exceeding your expectations. Visit them today at Route 45 at Burwa or Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com. Sarah Champagne, home of Honda, BMW, Subaru, Buick, and GMC. That's sarahchampagne.com.
The Champaign Park District has some terrific fall events to jot down on your day planner. Flannel Fest will be in downtown Champaign in Westside Park from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. October 14th and 15th with music, a mustache contest, and lumberjack show. The Great Pumpkin Hunt has you looking for small painted rocks in area parks throughout the month of October. On Wednesday, October 25th at Marketplace Mall between 5 and 7 p.m., enjoy the free Halloween Fun Fest. Learn more at champagneparks.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola Champagne.